I'm Lynn Scherr. Startling news this morning from Afghanistan. A military commando raid has freed Stephen Farrell, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Most of us didn't even know he'd been captive. His translator and a British commando were killed in the process. For more on the rescue and the backstory, we turn to Bill Keller, executive editor of The New York Times. Bill, good morning. And first of all, congratulations and condolences. A mixed result today.
Thanks, Lynn. Yeah, it is. Our feelings are pretty mixed about this. I mean, obviously, we're hugely relieved to have Steve free, but Sultan Manati, who was killed in the rescue, was a much beloved translator who's worked with many of our correspondents in Afghanistan, and we really feel his loss. And we obviously feel for the families of the British commando who gave his life in this rescue attempt.
Bill, what can you tell us about this this rescue mission? Who freed him, and how did it come about?
All they have told us at this point is that it was an international operation, including some Afghan forces. Steve, as we quoted in the story this morning, said that he heard British voices. He's an Irishman, so he would recognize a British voice. You know, beyond that, we don't know what other nationalities might have been involved.
He also, in your story, he said he and his translator, Sultan, heard the thump, thump, thump of the helicopters coming.
Right, right. They were in a house with under Taliban guard. They heard the helicopters. Everybody ran for it. At least to this moment, we still don't know exactly who shot whom and what went on. But when it was all over, Steve was alive and Sultan was not. And there may have been, we've heard, a civilian casualty or two as well, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Talking to Bill Keller, executive editor of the New York Times, about the rescue of Stephen Farrell from the New York Times. You heard about the kidnapping on Saturday, is that correct?
That's right.
And you chose to keep this information from the public.
That's right. Our experience, and sadly we've had some very recent experience of this, is that that once these things catch on in the media, it raises the temperature, it creates confusion, and particularly in the early days, we had some hopes that if we could keep things calm and quiet, we might be able to negotiate a peaceful release.
Were you involved in any negotiations?
I wasn't personally negotiating with anybody, and in fact, our contacts with the kidnappers were all indirect. They hadn't made any specific demands at this point, but we knew through intermediaries that the Taliban elders in the Kunduz area were meeting to consider the case. It's a part of the country where the Taliban has some relationship with the Afghan government and tend to be a little more reasonable than in some other areas where they're close to al-Qaeda or to the Haqqani family. So we were actually holding out some hopes that there might be a release.
As a result of this, and of course as the result of the kidnapping and the freeing of David Rohde earlier this year, any hesitation in other Times reporters going into these places?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is have Stephen come out and do yet another security review. We did a pretty thorough security review after David was kidnapped, because the situation has gotten more and more perilous, not so much in Kabul, but once you get out into the countryside. So we had set up some new protocols for reporters traveling out in the field, and we're going to take another look at those now to find out whether they're strict enough.
Okay, Bill Keller, executive editor of the New York Times, again, congratulations and condolences to you on this day.
Thanks, Lynn.